Why, hello there. I haven't forgot about you. It's Friday night. It's Friday. Like Katy Perry or Taylor Swift or somebody get on there and sing, "It's Friday night. What's going on?" King Kong, the witch is dead. Bannon's dead. Bannon's dead. Yes. White power is gone. That's so nice. This was a guy working for the Prez who immediately when he came in the first week was kind of like, hey, if your scholar or your kin ain't white, you're not allowed in this country. If you're Muslim, you ain't coming in. This is the kind of guy we were dealing with. It's a terrible way to live. Can't be scared of everybody hating on everyone all the time. It's good to see this guy gone. Nice. You're starting to see things falling into place a little bit. It's starting to feel nice. And I'm on my way to a hockey game that I'm late for because I've been super busy. But what are you going to do? All right, so it's great to see somebody this cancerous gone. I mean, just look at his face. When people don't look healthy, he's a tormented mind. He looked like an alcoholic, but I don't know if it's alcohol. It's something. He's a mess. And I kind of wondered why he went out and talked to a liberal rag magazine or talked to a liberal reporter or something and started calling Trump, you know, a dweezil, whatever he was calling him, and making him look bad because he was already out the door. And so it's a victory. You know, it's funny that they're talking about renaming and taking down statues and everything. Confederacy must go. It is a Labor Day sale on Confederate generals. You're General Lee. You're Stonewall Jackson. Appomattox Courthouse, tear it down. You got to do everything. It's going to go. I'm hearing on the radio today. I'm driving my kid around. We went to a place to jump on a trampoline, but we're driving around. I'll tell you about that later. We're on the road, and it's all radio. And he loves listening to music, but we also get some news here and there. And it's funny to see. Oh goodness, hold on. Sorry, we're in a rush on the way to the hockey game here. What were we talking about? We were talking about driving around, Bannon being gone, Trump, things falling into place. White power, nationalism. Hold on, I'll get there eventually. Everything must go, right? Oh yeah, Highway. Okay, so we're driving on the radio, and what do we hear? We hear that Lee Highway, which is a major highway, it's 50. I mean, it's the road, it's 50. Cuts through the middle of the country, it's half the country, right? The way they name the interstate system, for Christ's sakes. You got 99 to 1. It's like 150 is right down the middle, 66 and 50. Boom, bang, boom, coming out of the nation's capital. 50, Lee Highway, they're like, gone. Gotta go. Sorry, Lee, but you were fighting on the side of slaves. There's a lot of other things going on in that war. We shouldn't dumb it down to just slavery. But, yeah, it must go. And it's kind of weird because I'm like, I'm kind of partial to it, too, even though I'm not a racist at all. But I like seeing Lee Highway. But I was thinking, you know what? Let's make a statement. If our response to young Elvis Presley, white trash-looking people driving their Dodge Challengers through crowds, if our response to that is to get rid of the Confederacy, to kind of purge us of something we hated, and it be okay. It's okay to defame Confederate monuments. We can prove it. Rename stuff. All right, well, that's a better statement than violence. And it's everlasting. You know, changing the name of land is everlasting, unless they change it to something else. So what are we going to name Highway 50? And there's Jefferson Davis. I mean, God, that guy led the freaking Confederacy. Jefferson Davis. The Honorable Jefferson Davis presiding. Yeah, I mean, that guy sounds like he had 29 hectares and a, you know, maize made out of corn on a shrubbery on his land. Well, let's not knock George Washington. Let's not do that false equivalency with Revolutionary War heroes with Confederate generals and Confederate leaders. Let's not do that. But, all right, so we're going to rename Davis 1. I mean, that's Route 1. Route 1, I believe, is Jefferson Davis Highway. These are tough things we're going to have to rename. Well, what are we going to do? I mean, of course, if Trump is still in office, that's looking less and less likely. Boy, it's nice to see everyone turning on him. It's feeling good. But they could name it like Trump Freeway. Trump. Trumphetth. I don't know. What would we rename 50 instead of Lee Highway? I don't know. Tesla Drive? Although Tesla's almost getting overused. Here's a guy who died like 75 years ago. And even more probably. About 70 something, I think. And he's making a comeback like John Travolta a la Pulp Fiction. He is back in the news. He's a company. Thomas Edison is turning over in his grave. He's getting dissed. This is this weird, like, 3-4 generations after these people die, the smear campaign goes, it's like, oh my God, alternating current is the shit. The AC is much better than the DC of that band. And I'm sure that that's true in real life. So, maybe rename it Tesla. I don't know. Either way, it's kind of funny. I like that response other than violence, because now that Bannon's gone, now all of a sudden it's a blow to the Klan. And by the way, the guys in the Klan just seriously need to get blown. That's all it is. I've been there. I've wanted to put on a white robe. I'm not going to lie to you. I mean, it's coming out of the bath because it's comfortable. It has nothing to do with racism. But I like the idea of a robe. Judges do it. Gives you kind of this, it's like false disrespect. The emperor has no clothes, right? But these Klan guys aren't even doing that. They aren't even ponying up the $25. It's a blow to the Klan. The Klan needs to get blown, and that's good. And I'm talking about sexually blown. That's the only blow I'm talking about. Non-violent. You'll release something else. Next. Jumping on a trampoline all day. There's this place called Rebounders. And Rebounders is a bunch of trampolines like sewn together. Looks like a grid. Looks like a freaking Excel spreadsheet. And it's a bunch of trampolines. And the kid went there on a field trip for school. He convinced us to go. I went, and I have been jumping around on trampolines 2 times this week. Boy, it's like a mild concussion when you do it for an hour. I'm not going to lie to you. But it's fun. And they make you sign a waiver to sign your life away because you are projecting yourself in the air. So watch out. But it's fun. And they have dodgeball. So you do dodgeball with this. Dude, imagine me at 3 p.m. just pegging like 8, 9, 10, maybe there's a couple 11 and 12 year old kids that really like to fight, just pegging them with dodgeballs. And by the way, they were kicking my ass. I have some video of it. They just murdered me. Like I was barely, like, my son at age 5 lasted much longer in the dodgeball than I did, probably because they felt bad for him. They weren't going after him, but still, oh man, I just got slugged in the face. Like, it was nasty. but it's a blast. So did that. Go to Rebounders. I highly recommend it. It's not that bad. It's like 15-20 bucks. You're in for an hour. I feel good. Like, I'm gonna go play a hockey game. I got a ton of exercise. You will break a massive sweat. You will get tired and you will want to stop jumping. It's exercise and you're fooled into doing it. So go for it. Now, that's my ad for Rebounders. I've got KenBraverman.com up. We've got some website action. I got WordPress going. Watch out. There will be posts. This will help do this pod every day. So I'm watching Rachel Maddow, right? And Rachel Maddow, she put out an offer. And you know what, honey? If you're going to do that, I'm going to take you up on that offer. And the offer was this. She said, she found out that this guy who was in the FBI, who was running like counter-espionage department or something, was in the Mueller investigation, which, by the way, the Mueller investigation is a godsend. Like, it is all the good guys just removing the mob from the White House. It is phenomenal. And it's pretty much unstoppable at this point because it is the FBI. The FBI is saving America. The FBI and probably the CIA, the deep state is saving the country, and it's nice to see. So, but this guy got moved from the investigation to HR for some reason, and Rachel Maddow suspects something is up, and she said, and something is probably up. You got removed because you got demoted. That's what happens. You move people when people do something wrong or they don't get the promotion they want or they get sour and they're high up, they don't get fired. They get moved to a do-nothing, paper pusher, pencil pushing, pencil picking job that sucks. That sounds like what happened. She said that she confirmed this guy is in HR now. And she wouldn't say how she knows that, but she confirmed it with absolute certainty, you could see in her face. And she said, I'll tell you over a beer sometime. Well, if you're going to throw that out there, I'm actually going through New York in a week or next week, and I will come up there with a beer. Probably on a Friday night, actually. I will come up there with a beer, and I would like to know the answer to that question. Or here's what I would do. I'd put the beer in front of you, under the two of us, so we are over the beer. And I would start guessing how you know this. And when I guess right, you open the beer and take a sip. And what I would guess would be this. Somebody else in HR who knows somebody told you. Because here's the thing about HR. Human resources is a bunch of chatty Cathys, I'm sure, even in the FBI. It just is. So that's how I think you know. That's my guess. I don't know. Point is it's an interesting topic because she's like baiting the FBI to tell her what's going on. She's like, is there something wrong in the Mueller investigation? Is there something? There's not anything wrong. This is probably them cleaning it up. This is probably a guy that shouldn't be involved in it because of some other reason. That's my guess. And I don't know. I would say as a journalist, Rachel, focus on what the findings of the investigation are, not totally the makeup of the team and whether or not the team has some rifts in it or some people don't stay on the team through till the end of it. Go with the facts before assuming that something's wrong. And that you really should be reporting on the facts unless there's some pivotal reason why the makeup of the team and any shifts on it before they even present any indictments or anything, why that matters. So anyway, I am pulling into the parking lot and I'm gonna see if my team needs me to play tonight. So that's the podcast for the night. Ken is out at 12 minutes. Sorry we're 5 minutes short, but that's just the way it goes.